broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Yeah, welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Are you guys ready for hilarity? All right, give it up for your super funny host, Sandra Battaglini. On her way to the stage. What's up, guys?
I don't even know this song. Is this microphone on? It is. Guys, what song was that? Did anybody hear to catch it? I was hoping I'd come out to some fucking hip-hop. Am I right? Guys, how's everybody doing? Oh, my God. Welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge here in Toronto. Let me hear you scream. Guys, we're here every week for the last 20 years showcasing some of the best Canadian comedy around. And I would also like to welcome our listeners on SiriusXM for Canada Laughs, Channel 168. So come on, let them hear you once again so we can get our listeners all pumped up. So is there anything you guys want to tell me today? You guys, anything to share? Anything exciting happened in the news today that I didn't see? Okay, no, then screw it. My name is Sandra Battaglini, and I take the Pape bus. Anybody else? Anybody else take that magic bus up fucking Pape right to the Danforth? Whoa, it's the best bus in town. It's the best, like, you ever, the Dufferin bus is like garbage compared to Pape. I mean, and you don't even compare it. Dufferin is the worst bus. You know, because there's nothing, like, there's no, at no point on Dufferin do you want to get off, you know? You're like, oh, let's take a fucking look and see what's on Dufferin. No, not even for a second. You have to get off at Dufferin, that's all. You just have to, but it's not like you want to. Whereas Pape, fucking beautiful, man. No traffic, boom, Dufferin, you're right at the Danforth, you know what I mean? Greektown, pump it up, you know what I mean, buddy? So one day I got off the Pape bus and I said to the driver, I'm like, thank you. And he's like, for what? I'm like, yeah, exactly. I could have driven this beast up myself. Okay? Because I've always had a fantasy of driving big equipment. You know what I mean? Anybody else like the big equipment? Guys? Girls? Buddy, what do you like? What's your story? Are you... Oh, she's your girlfriend. You know, for 2 seconds, I was like, is that your daughter? Is that bad? What do you mean? Yeah, you know. So it's not just me. Oh, my God. Thank God. What's that? You've learned to live with it. Why? What? No, it's okay. It's not that you look old. She just looks really young. I mean, you don't look like a teenager. Anyways, that's a little... They're not awkward, by the way, so... If you guys are feeling awkward, it's you, not them. What are your ages, though, for, like, just fun, just to know? Just, like, everybody's curious now. Oh, 25 and 44. Okay, not bad, guys. Ah-ha-ha! A little bit of cradle rocking, eh? Pow, pow, pow. You know what I mean? Sorry, buddy. Okay, but in all actuality, you could be your dad. You know what I mean? Cruising the town, having teenage-ish sex. Anyways, we don't want to keep that the serious. Anyways, I was in the middle of a joke story. But maybe I should just start this fucking show. Should I?
Yeah.
Let's start it. Are you ready? Oh, my God. We have an amazing lineup tonight. Like, honestly, off the charts. I love everybody on this show, and I'm so pleased to bring up your first act. Please welcome to the stage, Hodo Hersey!
All right. Whoa, guys, keep it going for that music! Oh my God. So just a little bit about me, guys. I am 25 years old, but recently I've been experiencing some mild chest pain, okay? I know, I'm slowly dying, that's hilarious. And I realize I realize it's because I've been having leftover poutine for breakfast the next day. Right? And, like, you can't do that because cholesterol will come for us all. Do you know what I mean? Right? So I had to go back to the gym, right, because I wanted to get healthy, you know. But mainly because I was trying to get this bikini body. What? That no one's ever going to see. So I've been going to the gym. I love it. You guys are like, wait, she's Muslim. That's a joke, right? That's, okay, cool. I got it. And I hate working out. I truly hate it, but I love the gym that I go to because it's right next to a retirement home, okay? So when I say that my gym is filled with old ladies, I'm talking like 80 plus, okay? Like they were around for one of the world wars, okay? Right? Like they have black and white photos, and it's not an Instagram filter. Do you understand? Mwah, that kind of old is what I'm talking about. So I just go to that gym every day. I just walk in there every day, super well, not every day. It's like once a month. I go to the gym and I walk in there super confident, right? Because by default, I am the hottest person there. Do you understand? I'm Beyonce in that room. Do you understand? And it's really because it's by default. It's because I have all these amazing qualities that these other ladies don't have, right? Like teeth and a period, not bragging, still get one of those from time to time, right? Got these ovaries on deck. Just shouting facts. And I don't use Internet Explorer, so I'm a real catch. I'm bringing so much to the table. I love it. A good 30% of the audience is like, but what's wrong with Internet Explorer? Like, I don't get it. What's wrong with that? And I remember I used to see my mom at the gym, okay? And I don't know if you guys ever have this reaction. Whenever you see family members out in public, are you just ever like, ooh, like enough already? Like, do I have to interact with you outside of the home as well? You know what I mean? Right? I love that joke because two people that really laughed are broken and need therapy, right? And then the rest of you are like, my mom's my best friend. She reads my diary every day. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sensing a lot of judgment tonight, so I'll explain myself. Here's the deal, okay? I love my family, but I don't like them. Do you know what I mean, right? Right? Like they say that you don't choose your family, right? And that's correct. And that's correct because I would have chose better. That's all I'm saying. Right? I love my family, but I don't like them. You know? Like I would gladly give my brother a kidney. But I wouldn't have a conversation with him. Do you know what I mean? Like why would I do that? Why would I ever do that? I love it. Some people want to laugh tonight, but they're like literally sitting next to someone in their family. No. Let's bring the mood down a little bit further. You guys are a little happy. Let's bring it down a bit. People are super, as they should, sad about Trump getting elected. And if you are happy, then congrats. No, but this is what I do want to say. Something interesting happened after Trump got inaugurated, okay? After Trump's inauguration, I had white guys that I had never met before coming up to me being like, listen, if you need anything, just call, okay? I don't know why we didn't believe you guys. This racism thing is so real. I don't know. We're jumping on the bandwagon now. We are. We're on board with you. No, it's just so weird because I'm not worried, and I should be, because this is what my face looks like. Like, I should be worried. I'm in denial. I should be worried, right? Like, I'm black, Muslim, and a woman, but I feel super white privilegey on the inside. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm holding on to it, and it's how I'm coping, you know what I mean? Like, I look like this on the outside, but on the inside, I feel very white. I feel like John Hamm in Mad Men, just walking around with a whiskey and it's 10 a.m., you know? I'm so handsome that my drinking problem is sexy. Like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I look like this on the outside. Like, I'm like Batman, black on the outside, but on the inside, I feel like a white billionaire. Do you understand? That's one nerd loved it. Thank you. What? That was for you, girl. The only way I can make sense of the election is to me, Trump, not Trump, but just like America in general. America is like a college girl with daddy issues. Okay, hear me out, okay, right? Like she left her uptight British parents, right? Experimented with a black dude, right? Flirted with the idea of being with a woman, okay? And then was like, just kidding, I like rich scumbags. He's so rich. Like that was the whole election. That was the whole entire election. It was very weird. A quick round of applause. Who here identifies as a feminist? That's cool. You guys are some ride or die feminists. I like it. I like it a lot. And some of you like didn't clap. You're like, we're not going to lie. We're not going to do it. Sorry. this is what I do want to say. I got some flack recently from some of my friends because they were like, why don't you? Because I don't really identify with it. And they were like, why? You have the body parts, automatic membership. Like, just make the leap. I don't know why you're hesitating. And I realized it's because, like, I just, like, I don't have the energy to be a feminist, you know? Like, it's a very noble thing to be, and I'm just, like, a coward is what I'm saying. Here's the only way I can sort of explain it. And I realized the disconnect when I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw this guy had posted this article about the wage gap and how unfair it is that women get paid less than men. And by the way, he was one of these guys where being a feminist is his entire personality. Like, that's his only hope of getting laid, right? Some of you can't laugh tonight because you're like, Ben's here, but good joke writing, girl. Good joke writing. We see you. I remember reading that going, oh my God, I the wage gap. I really hope these girls figure it out and they get the money they deserve. My mom was like, no, that's you, idiot. You're in there. And I realized this is the only way I can explain it, okay? Think of struggle like a mountain, okay? Like eventually you'll overcome it, but it's kind of hard, okay? So I'm black, right? That's a mountain that I gotta overcome, right? Gotta climb that, right? Then once I'm done climbing that, gotta run over to the Muslim mountain, right? Which we've all seen the news, much bigger, much, much bigger. Gotta climb that bad boy, right? Then by the time I run over to the woman thing, I'm exhausted. Do you understand? I don't have any energy. These two things are taking up all of my time, all right? I'm done for the day, okay? And by the way, oh, thank you. They're like, we get it. It's racism's hard. And by the way, at the top of the female mountain, it's just a bunch of white women skiing. Like, that's what's going on. That's what's going on up there. I like that joke because it really divides the room, right? Really, it's a great social experiment, right? Because the people that laugh are like, oh, intersectionality, important. And then the people that don't are like, but what's wrong with skiing? Like, I don't know. Joke's on her because it's a ton of fun. Like, she's just mad because she's poor. All right, you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Talk Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM.
You guys, are you ready for your next act? Yeah. Oh, I love this woman so much. She's going to be starting the Italian portion of the show. Like, I started it, but like the rest of the show is pretty whoppa-roppa heavy. I love this gal so much. Please welcome to the stage my friend Chantal Morostica.
Oh man, were we accepting somebody a bit more Italian? She's like, now it's a time for the wops, and then Justin Bieber walks out. I'm like, I'm Italian on my mother's side. guys, I don't feel like I like Aaron. Give it up for Aaron and for Sandra, all the ladies on tonight. We got a buttload of ladies. Am I a woman? Who knows? Like Aaron was talking about being a mom, and I just feel like I feel like you guys know the vibe I'm going for with my outfit and my look, but I think that I look like a cool aunt. That's not what I'm going for, but my hair just went crazy today. I feel like I look like a cool aunt. Like I was like, I'm just gonna wear my sleeveless hoodie so they get that I'm a lesbian. If I wore sleeves, they'd be like, is that Guy Fieri? I wear a collar, it's like, oh, her boyfriend. Ugh, where is he? He does not exist. That's a boyfriend, that's a weird name for a girl. but I feel like I look like a cool aunt, or I look like I'm trying to pull something off, and then I just end up looking like Faith Hill in This Kiss, like in that video. I just feel like my hair is so 90s right now. I can't look. I can't even handle it. I love being at the Rivoli. I'm so happy to be back here. There was renovations, and now we're back in the room. Hey? It feels like it's a good room to be in, because a lot of times as a comedian, everything feels like a weird basement that I don't want to be in. Like, even if it's above ground and you have a signal, you're like, help me! Help! It just, it looks scary. Like, I always feel like it's, even if there's windows, it looks like I'm at a cool party when I'm 15 years old in my dad's basement. Like, I'm going to turn around, my dad's going to be like, oh, did you guys, sorry, sorry. Did you guys want a Nanaimo bar? I'm sorry, I'll get out of here. I'll be in the DVD player. Yeah, we have a DVD player. But comedy's always so creepy. Like, and that's, just doing mics like that is fine, but I go on a lot of out-of-town road gigs, and it'll just be like three grown men with the personalities of a napkin driving me out somewhere, and they're like, meet me at the McDonald's at Dufferin and King. And I'm like, do you have my daughter? Is this taken? Give me back my son. No, that's ransom. Why does it have to be so crazy? And then we just like drive down a highway forever, and then they're like, we're going to Nottawa. I'm like, you just said not and Ottawa at the same time. I don't believe that's a place. It's a place. So is Turkey Point. Anytime I get in a car with these guys, I'm like, man, I feel like a woman. Incredibly unsafe in all situations. No, anytime I walk into a weird club or into a city, like an out-of-town gig, I feel like one of those women in the Febreze commercials, like the moms that are like, what? Just go into this basement and smell this? You guys know what I'm talking about? You know, when they just like... I don't even know where they're getting these moms that are just like, they're just like housewives that are like, oh, oh me, oh Lorraine. What did Daryl say? What did Daryl say before he left the house? He said, no more blindfolds. And where am I? Fifth one this week. Oh, Daryl's gonna be mad if I ever see him again. What does it smell like? I miss my daughter. I can't remember the sound of her voice. It smells like my unbridled fear for this situation. I don't know. And oh, and a light citrus burst. That's nice. Give me back my daughter. What is the Febreze's target market? It should be those women, right? But they're luring them all into basements. She's like, no. Come on. Come smell these fish heads. Like, they should just change their marketing and be like, Febreze, you're so vulnerable right now. Are you going to wake up in your bed? I don't know. I feel like everything in my... Like, I'm originally from Winnipeg. Thank you. Hold your applause. You did. No, you did. You guys heard of Winnipeg? It's like, oh, you should check out our club scene. It's like, ugh, that's that cave where people get stabbed. Maybe not. I haven't been there for a while. But in Toronto, like, whenever you guys, when I first moved here, people would be like, oh, yeah, are you going to love this place? L Furniture Warehouse, have you been? I'm like, no, I actually have a bed. So don't need it. And they're like, oh, actually, it's a really cool bar. That's really embarrassing for you, hey? And I'm like, oh, you want to go to Stan's Auto Body and Glass? And I'm like, is that, ooh, it's a bar. That's also a bar. Like, it just gets crazy. And it's just like, have you been to the supermarket? You mean, like, in general? Or is that a place? What are we doing? Where it's like, Chantel, you know, your Auntie June has leukemia. I'm like, famous for wings? Yes, famous for wings. Yeah. I love that place. I love my Auntie June has leukemia. Sick. I'm going to call and check in on that bitch just in case, though. Whoa. Guys, I thought I had social anxiety, but it turns out I'm just from Winnipeg. Because I'd like leave my house. Like, who here shops in their pajamas? Get a grip! What? Really? Oh, eat your pad thai. You debutantes! Like, I'll leave the house and I'll wear my like shorts and a toque and like my jacket's really long, so it just looks like I'm not wearing any pants. Like, and I just, pants, that was a Winnipeg thing too, pants. I'm so happy. It's something like a Kardashian that's getting shock treatment, like, I'm happy. No, but I like leave the house and I thought I had social anxiety, but it's just like, you can't dress like that when you leave the house in Toronto. you can't. Like, I was walking past a neighbor, and I was like, I'm going to reach out. Like, it's not you. It's not. And I was like, hey, neighbor. And he was like, oh, no, no. I never want to see your face again. And then I got home, and it turned out like I had toothpaste all over my face. All over. And it wasn't like, oh, oops, I missed a spot. I went to sleep drunk, and I was like, oh, my God, I got a lot of problem areas. This cure from the 90s might do it. Where are my oxy pads? Where's my Proactive at? You know, oh, do you remember, like, when it was all Proactive commercials? I would wake up in the middle of the night just thinking Jennifer Love Hewitt would be at the corner of the bed and be like, you just have to watch here. No, it's not socially, because, like, everyone in Winnipeg, you can wear whatever you want. Like, I'm pretty sure crotchless pajamas are a coupon most places. Everybody just dresses in, like, prizes they win out of a 2-4. Like, I'm wearing MGD underwear right now, and it's bad. It hurts. It's no good. Like, if you guys went to Winnipeg and there was some sort of fashion, like, a Winnipeg fashion television show, it'd be like, you are an obsession. Wait, welcome to Winnipeg fashion. Because everybody in Toronto looks so nice, it just looks like you guys are like, I'm going to the store to fetch eggs. Get me my faux fur, everything. Rhythm, rhythm is a dancing rhythm. You can feel it everywhere. You don't need to look that good to get eggs. Like in Winnipeg, it would be like, welcome to Winnipeg fashion. We're here on the, who cares, it's Winnipeg. Let's kill a suicide pact, anybody? We're here on the streets asking people, who are you wearing? Oh, excuse me, sir, who are you wearing? Ski pants! That's the end of that joke. But like every gross man in Winnipeg is like the same kind of guy that, like, you know, when I feel, I'm going to talk about catcalling. You guys ready? Submitted for the approval of the Minute Society. I call this story getting catcalled by a fucking creep, okay? I just, like, every guy in Winnipeg reminds me of every person that, like, does catcall, because I think that men think that they're, like, doing a service to us by yelling out at us, but that's not it. It's always like that creepy guy that's like, ski pants. He looks like he crawled out of the sidewalk that morning and was like, ugh, the sidewalk made a person. He's gonna say the creepiest shit that you've ever heard to you. He has a mustache, but he doesn't. He's like, ugh, what color Tamagotchi would you be? And you're like, What? Yellow? Why am I engaging you? Okay, I got the light, but I'm gonna do 25 more minutes. About being a lesbian, and then I'm going to do Grease Live real quick, okay? Then I got to get out of here. I just wanted to tell you guys a new joke I've been working on. I feel like everybody hates lesbians. No, what? Not us. We're not homophobes. No, like, when straight men, like, gay men, for example, like, I want every gay man to be my best friend. Phil, he's on the show tonight. You're going to see him. He's great. He's one of my best friends, but, like, I want every one of my friends to be like a gay man, but they're like, treat us like we're pigeons on the sidewalk. Like when I'm like, oh, your name is Brad? I'm good friends with Phil. And they're like, oh God, I don't know. There's a lesbian swooping at my hair. I know, I throw a cat at her. Yeah, I'll throw some Subaru keys. Like, and I just like die eating pebbles off the fucking ground. And straight men, like when I'm not the lesbian you're thinking of when you're getting off on lesbians. You know, like, when I tell straight men, I'm like, yeah, oh, no, I'm a lesbian. They're like, oh, no. Not on my watch, sister. Because you picture a lesbian in your head, and it's like these long-nailed women that are just like, do you care about your partner? Like, that would hurt so much. Just like Freddy Krueger, like, I'll see you in your dreams, bitch. Love you. I feel like when straight men look at me, I'm like, yeah, I'm a lesbian. They, like, picture it, and it's just, like, me sitting on a bale of hay braiding another woman's rat tail. And I'm like, you gonna eat that? And they're like, this is a lit cigarette. And I'm like, did I stutter? All right, guys, I've been Chantal Maraska. Give it up for Sandra Bagatz.
Hi, I'm Sandra Radalini, and you're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge on SiriusXM at the Rivoli in Toronto. It's one of those nights.
One of those nights, one of those crazy, crazy nights, when I want to sit on the toilet, be myself, read Instagram, talk to myself. Right? Guys, are you ready for your next act? Oh, my God. This guy is a dream. What can I say? He's my best bud, my brother. Please welcome to the stage, the incredible Phil Lucci!
Sandra Battaglini! How's it going, George? You good? How are your balls? Ask her. Oh. Got the okay. I got the okay. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah!
Phew. Guys, I ran into an old friend of mine like a couple weeks ago. I went to elementary school with him. At first, I didn't recognize him. He's a TTC cop now. He came up to me on the TTC. I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck did I do? And then he just stopped in front of me. He's like, Phil Lucci? And I was like, yeah. And I looked, and I'm like, Chad Minter? This is like my bully from grade two, guys. This is serious. I was like, what the fuck? I went, get out of here. And I pushed him. People were like, why? He's pushing a cop. But it was all cool. We caught up, like, on the way. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what's going on? He's telling me about his wife and his kids. And then he's like, how about you? You have anybody? I'm like, yeah, totally. He's like, what's her name? I said, Tony. With a Y. You know what I mean? He was like, oh. And I was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah. No, yeah. He's like, I'm good. He's like, it just threw me off because you don't look gay. And at first I'm like, ha ha, tricked you. Tricked you. Now I have to kiss you. But then I'm like, I know, I don't look gay now, but you should see me with the dick in my mouth, you know what I mean? You should really, because that'll like really convince you, you know what I mean? Like, you can get the most masculine guys to put a dick in his mouth, and you're like, I get it. What the fuck is happening right now? Guys, I went to a birthday party for a kid, friends of mine, kid, 9 years old. She's the cutest thing ever. Two dads. How adorable is that, right? So I go to birthday parties, and they're the best when you don't have kids to watch while you're at a birthday party, because you can just get high and drunk and then bouncy castle and your cool Uncle Phil and fuck everybody. You know what I mean? Fuck you. Where's my kids? Oh, my God, I don't have any. I'm a fucking homo, okay? So we do this, and I'm, like, feeling euphoric. I'm like, woo! And then it's time for cake, so I'm in the kitchen with the husbands, right? Pouring myself a little drink, and I'm like, so, just joking around. I'm like, so, because, guys, here's the thing. I walk in, and I'm like, what's the theme going to be, right? Everywhere, like, Pinterest, especially the gay guys, they're, like, going to do something to up the next person. And I'm like, what's the theme going to be for this little girl? Because she's cool. I love her. And the theme when I walked in was Bob the Builder. A little predictable, right? But I'm like, okay, I'll go with the flow. You know what I mean? So I'm a little, you know, high and drunk. I'm in the kitchen with the guys. And I'm like, so guys, what's the matter? No princess theme this year? And one of the guys went, like, dropped his knife because he was preparing the cake. He was like, ugh. I will never have a princess. He was the guy with the more slippery S's. You know, there's always one in a couple, right, that have the more, like, slick ones. And he was like, I'll never have a princess-themed birthday party for my daughter. I was like, okay, cool it. You're killing my buzz. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? He was like, I don't want my daughter thinking that princesses are real. And I don't want her to think that she's going to, like, live in a tower and wait for some guy to come and save her. I was like, whoa. First of all, I don't know if you fucking watch the news or anything, but princesses are real, okay? I don't know what's going on in your homo head of yours, but maybe after Princess Di died, you kind of lost your fucking sanity. but they are real, okay? And number two, let me get this straight. You don't want your daughter to be a princess, but you want her to be a construction worker? What kind of shitty dad are you? You don't want her to come home with fucking designer bags and speak to the world in an eloquent manner, but you want her to come home with fucking a toenail coming off and a bleeding finger? You know what, dads? You know what, dads? Go fuck yourself, okay? Whoa, guys, any dads in the audience? No, I'm joking. But I bought her an American Girl doll. You know this doll? You know American Girl? So it's like a doll. They're all the same size. They just have different skin color and hair color and outfits and shit. They're all girls. The store is basically a horror movie, okay? It's wall-to-wall-to-wall dolls, floor to ceiling. They're all just sitting there waiting for you to fucking adopt them. And they have the usual things like the outfits. They have outfits for the dolls and then the human size outfits. So the little girl or boy carrying them will look like their doll. So if you lose them, you'll be like, oh my God, is that a checkered sweater? I know where your owner is. They have doll cars, doll houses. They have doll hair salons, whole bunch of shit, guys. And then I'm in there, and they have a doll hair salon chair, guys, that's upholstered, too, so her doll ass doesn't get doll sore when she's getting her fucking doll perm, okay? I look to my left, and I see a doll sitting in a doll wheelchair, and I was like, whoa. Whoa, that just got serious. I thought this was a doll store, you know what I mean? I wanted to lean over to the doll and be like, hey, doll, you can chill out because none of the other dolls can fucking walk either, okay? Get off your chair, you lazy piece of shit. You're a doll. Have higher hopes than this. Wheelchair. It was like over $60. I don't know. Guys, my dad's a cool guy. He's total Italian. And he's obsessed with death, guys. He's obsessed with dying. He's planning it like it's a fucking wedding. He's super excited. He called me about it. He's like, guess what? I went to the funeral home. I'm like, who died? He's like, not yet, but me. You know? And I'm like, okay. He booked the fucking funeral home room. He bought a casket. He's like, I bought a casket. I'm like, he's like, very nice. The interior, very nice. And I'm like, holy fuck, this is weird. He even bought flowers, guys. Three huge bouquet of flowers, just in case nobody else buys flowers for him. He doesn't want people to think he's a loser. Okay. He went to the cemetery, bought a plot. Usually you buy one. He bought four. I'm like, Dad, why'd you buy four? He's like, I don't like nobody around me. And then he proceeded to offer me one, just in case. He knows how precarious homosexual relationships can be. I might die alone. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's nice. He even had his tombstone made, guys. It's really big, enough to cover four plots. It's a fucking chiseled relief of the Last Supper, because he's obsessed with fucking food, okay? His name, his birthday, not his death day yet. Usually you put that shit away, right? Until the day you die. You're like, I'm going to put that away, heaven forbid. But not him. He has it installed at the cemetery because he needs to see what it looks like. And I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. That's fucking creepy. Okay, go ahead with that, Dad. So, and he, guys, he treats it like it's a car. He goes there like every week and shines the stone. He planted flowers, guys. And the grass at the fucking cemetery wasn't good enough for him, so now he put in his own sod and has a glowing green bright square on his, you know, just to mark the quality grass on his fucking lawn. I went to there for lunch 2 weeks ago, and he wasn't home, so I called him. I'm like, hey, Dad, I'm here for lunch. Where are you? He's like, I'm at the cemetery. I'll be home in 2 minutes. He comes home 20 minutes later. I'm like, Dad, everything's cool? He's like, yeah. I just ran into Dominic DiVincenzo. And then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't heard that name in like 30 years. It was an old friend of my dad's. I was friends with his son. I'm like, how's he doing? He's like, I don't know. He look at me and he walk away. I'm like, did you guys fight or something? He's like, no. I don't think we fight. And I'm like, then Dad, don't take it personally. It's been so long since you've seen him. And while I'm telling him this, don't take it personally shit, the phone rings, and it's Dominic's son, who I was friends with as a kid. So I'm like, hello. He's like, hey, Phil. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Good. Is your dad there? And I'm like, yeah. Is everything cool? He's like, yeah, is everything cool there? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, do you think you and your dad can come over for lunch tomorrow? And I said, what's going on? He said, well, my dad was at the cemetery visiting my aunt and saw your dad's tombstone, thought he missed his death, and then turned around and saw him standing there with a watering can and shit his pants. Can you just come over and show my dad your dad's still alive? And I'm like, dad, you piece of shit. Look what you fucking did. Guys, I'm out of here. Bring up Sandra Battaglini.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rivoli on Sirius XM.
Oh, my God. We're going to keep this Italian comedy train rolling. This woman's a powerhouse. I love her so much. She's a good friend. Please welcome to the stage, Candice Gregoris!
God, let's talk about today. I was on the subway today, and there were two women talking to each other, and I just felt like this was a quintessentially Toronto thing. Like, it could only happen here. These two women, it's an intense conversation. They're having it in Japanese. Let's not get into how I know that. But they're speaking Japanese to each other. And woman number one is angry and intense and gesticulating. And woman number two is calming and rational and taking a more reasoned approach. And then woman number one says, because she's a fucking bitch, that's why. And what I loved about that story was the fact that only in Toronto, if you want to keep something secret, say it in English. I love that about this town. It's one of the things that makes it amazing. Here's another thing that makes it amazing. It was after work today, walking down the street. There's a guy in front of me. He's walking his dachshund. And we all know today was pretty fucking cold. And I didn't want to be outside. And guess who else didn't want to be outside? The fucking dachshund did not want to be out there. So the dachshund takes about three more steps in front of me, jumps straight up into the air, tucks all four paws underneath itself, and hits the ground. So now the guy looks like he's dragging a banana loaf down the street. And I thought, hey, dog, you are onto something. Wouldn't we all like to banana loaf it when confronted with something in our lives we don't want to deal with? So I tried it the other day when I was pulled over by a cop. Ma'am, I can see you in the bottom of the vehicle. Officer. Just put butter on me and put me in your mouth. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Candace, I'm not 100% sure that that story's true. No, you're right. You're right. I don't own a car. No, you already heard the TTC story from earlier. So clearly I'm not in that echelon to banana loaf it in a car. But one day. Speaking about things that are true is a lot of messed up things going on, a lot of stories about alternative facts and fake news. There's been a big push lately to get everybody to support journalists more. I think I came up with an idea. I think we just need to tell people that newspaper subscriptions, they're really just to get every single day a very intricate adult coloring book, right? Yeah, just every day. I fill in the A's, O's, E's, Q's, and then afterwards, a story appears. You just read it. You just read it right afterwards. It's really a lot of fun. We're close now, right? Yeah? I can get personal. You're on my side. Because I'm gonna relay something I feel a little bit odd about. It's a very vulnerable thing for me to talk about. I'll admit it. Back when I was in high school, I was a little bit chubby. No, it's true. It's true. I was a heavyset gal in high school. And every day when I would walk home from school, Gary would ride his bike beside me and say, "Candace, you have such a pretty face. If you just lost weight, I'd consider dating you. Pedal, pedal, pedal." Every fucking day, every day. "Candace, if you just lost weight, I'd consider dating you." But ladies and gentlemen, this story has a happy ending because last year, Gary died of cancer. Yeah! Fuck you, Gary. Fuck you. Fuck you and your bicycle. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, "Hey, but Candace, isn't cancer sad?" Sometimes. Sometimes cancer is sad. Like, we're all sad to hear the story about Gord Downie having cancer. And even for myself, I lost my mother to cancer. Very sad. But I think we know, every once in a while, cancer gets it right. Cancer gets it right. Twice a day in every major city, two of the right people are being taken out. And that's my point. Let me tell you something else about Gary's funeral. I've never eaten so much at a buffet table before. Oh, my God. Rom, rom, rom. Where are the mini quiches? Rom, rom, rom. Yeah, it's a fucking tragedy. Yeah, my weight's not a problem now, is it, Gare? Fuck you. I'm working through something with it, maybe. What else do I want to talk to you about? Let's talk about journalism and fake news and people being very, very scared about everything that's going on in the United States and the Trump presidency. But I feel like we haven't considered all of the angles. What's in it for us as Canadians? And again, I had another thought, and it was this. Hear me out. Abortion tourism. All right. We set it up as a Groupon. You get a bunch of ladies on a bus in the States. They come up here. You give them a Tim Hortons card. In the afternoon, they go for a nice, refreshing, relaxing abortion. And then that evening, they go see a Second City show. Package deal. Package deal. I know. St. Candace, haven't those women been through enough? And I'm like, you know what? I hear the new Second City show is actually pretty good. So it'll actually be okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been my time. Thank you so much. Let's bring Sandra back out here.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rivney, and you're listening to the Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge, taped live from the Rivoli every Monday night in downtown Toronto. The Alt-Dot on Sirius XM's Canada Laughs, channel 168.
Guys, that's been our show. We are here every Monday night at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto, featuring some of the best comics in the country. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, you can see all the show info. You can also follow us on iTunes because we have a podcast with over 110 episodes. Shut up already, right? And next week, next Monday's show, I did list out who the comics were, but it is a showcase for Just for Laughs, so it's going to be an amazing show. Keep it going for the comics who are on the show tonight. I'd like to thank the Rivoli and Lorne and everyone who came here tonight. I'm Sandra Battaglini. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. Woo!
The Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.